USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A recommendation for a fourth COVID shot for the public may not come until there's a clear strategy in place. Some on the CDC's independent vaccine expert panel say a booster every 4 to 6 months isn't a realistic public health goal. One member, Dr. Sarah Long, says we need to focus on preventing hospitalizations and death instead of hoping vaccines can prevent infections. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claims sanctions are delivering a tremendous blow to Russia's economy.
The tremendous blow on the Russian economy resulting from our sanctions is only possible because of the breadth of our coalition.
Yellen talking with reporters during the Global Monetary Summit in Washington, D.C. She said the U.S. and allies will continue tightening the vise on Russia over its ongoing war against Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Humanitarian groups are continuing to provide aid to areas of Ukraine that have been devastated by Russia's ongoing unprovoked invasion. Charles Sennett, the founder of the media group The Ground Truth Project, tells Fox News that many groups providing a heavy amount of medical supplies to cities are seeing the biggest impact, such as Kharkiv.
They talk about the fact that they're going to win this. This is going to be won, but they need support. And they're going to need the world to get behind this to put a stop to this invasion, this aggression. And I think they really need to see the aid that's been provided dollar-wise to be delivered on the ground.
A former fire department chief who responded to the Flight 93 crash on 9/11 is receiving a new heart. Terry Schaefer of the Shanksville, Pennsylvania Volunteer Fire Department had a successful heart transplant on Monday after a 9-hour surgery. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A windshield wiper issue has forced Ford Motor Company to issue a recall notice for over 650,000 pickup trucks and SUVs. The notice affects F-150 pickups, Ford Expedition, and Lincoln Navigators from the 2020 and 2021 model years. The wipers are not the correct height and could lead to damage to the wiper arms. Owners will be notified of the issue by mail beginning May 23rd. Republicans on Capitol Hill are continuing to call out folks who dismissed a story leading up to the 2020 election.
As more astonishing data has been gathered from the Hunter Biden laptop, the ties between President Biden, his family, and the upper tiers of communist China is real. The relationship between America's number one adversary and the President of the United States has been revealed. Republican Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio on Fox News says all the ingredients for a compromised White House are present.
Well, particularly that statement where he said, I don't think you should get wealthy just because you're in high office. Well, there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement's not true, not accurate, because that's what his son got paid. And we now know, based on these text messages and emails, that it was a family enterprise. That's what Hunter Biden got paid from this Chinese energy company, CEFC. $4.8 million, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars each and every month coming to him and his uncle.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.